Death is a very serious matter, Mrs. Fisk. People who go through it are never the same. The woman leaned forward, cradling her face in her hands. Her slim shoulders shook quietly for a few minutes. I passed another box of tissues her way. She groped for them blindly and then looked up.
I know you can't bring him back, exactly.
She wiped at two tears, which escaped and rolled down flawless cheekbones. The purse she clutched so tightly was reptile, at least $200. Her accessories, lapel pin, high heels, hat, and gloves, were all black as her purse. Her suit was gray. Neither color suited her, but they emphasized her pale skin and hollow eyes. She was the sort of woman that made me feel too short, too dark, and gave me the strange desire to lose 10 more pounds. If she hadn't been so genuinely grief-stricken, I could have disliked her.
I have to talk to Arthur. That's my husband. Was my husband.
She took a deep breath and tried again.
Arthur died suddenly. A massive coronary.
She blew delicately into a tissue.
His family did have a history of heart disease, but he always took such good care of himself.
She finished with a watery hiccup.
I want to say goodbye to him, Miss Blake.
I smiled reassuringly. We all have things left unsaid when death comes suddenly, but it isn't always best to raise the dead and say it. Her blue eyes stared intently through a film of tears. I was going to discourage her as I discourage every one of my clients, but this one would do it. There was a certain set to the eyes that said, serious. There are certain limitations to the process. My boss didn't allow us to show slides or pictures or give graphic descriptions, but we were supposed to tell the truth. One good picture of a decaying zombie would have sent most of my clients screaming.
Limitations?
Yes. We can bring him back. You came to us promptly. That helps. He's been buried only 3 days. But as a zombie, your husband will only have limited use of his body and mind. And as the days go by, that will grow worse, not better. She stood up very straight, tears drying on her face.
I was hoping you could bring him back as a vampire.
I kept my face carefully blank.
Vampires are illegal, Mrs. Fisk. A friend told me that you could get that done here.
She finished in a rush, searching my face. I smiled my best professional smile. We do not do vampires, and even if we did, you can't make an ordinary corpse into a vampire.
Ordinary?
Very few people who came to us had even a remote idea of how rare vampires were, or why. The deceased would have to have been bitten by a werewolf, vampire, or other supernatural creature while alive. Being buried in unconsecrated ground would help. Your husband, Arthur, was never bitten by a vampire while alive, was he?
No,
she half laughed.
He was bitten by my Yorkshire Terrier once.
I smiled, encouraging her turn of spirits. That won't quite do it. Your husband can come back as a zombie, or not at all.
I'll take it,
she said quietly, all serious and very still. I will warn you that most families find it advisable to lay the zombie to rest after a time.
Why?
Why? I saw the happy family embracing their lost loved one. I saw the family, sick, horrified, bringing the decayed corpse to be put down, the smiling relative reduced to a shambling horror. What exactly do you want Arthur to do when he arises? She looked down and shredded another tissue.
I want to say goodbye to him.
Yes, Mrs. Fisk, but what do you want him to do? She was silent for several minutes. I decided to prompt her. For instance, a woman came in wanting her husband raised so he could take out life insurance. I told her most insurance companies won't insure the walking dead. She grinned at that. And that is what Arthur will come back as, the walking dead. Her smile faltered, and tears came again.
I want Arthur to forgive me.
She hid her face in her hands and sobbed.